Keith McCants, welcome back to Tuscaloosa. I hope you're doing well, sir.
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm good. Just, counting down the days to college football and still trying to find a way to go back and relive that Ohio State, see if we can change the outcome in that game.
Well, you know what? We've won so many national championships, and it's about time somebody step up there and win. And what better team to win it than the team that beat us? And that's just keep Alabama honest and know that we got to do a little bit more hard work to stay on top. And you know, of course, when you're playing against the University of Alabama, everybody plays twice as hard. So there you have it.
No doubt. When I guess it creates a little bit of hunger. You know, it's sort of like, you know, not going to dreamland, for a few weeks and not having some of those great ribs. It just creates that hunger. 3 years without winning a national title, that'll create that hunger. 2 years, be the third year this year, 2015. It just creates a little bit more of a hunger.
Yeah, sure it is, man. Alabama was one of the richest and the most profound universities in the country. And when you win a national championship and continue to win, you got a lot of people coming there. But then you also have a lot of people trying to knock us down. Everybody we play, everywhere we go, and you either love us or you hate us.
Keith, I want to sort of get an update. What are you up to these days? Where do you make your home? Where are you currently at?
Well, I live in Tampa, Florida, right now, and what I do, I work in Miami at a rehabilitation center called Reawakening. It's a rehab center for people that suffer from the disease of addiction. And I also do motivational speaking around the country. And one of my jobs is, and what I have learned from my own personal experience, is that I go in and I teach people how to take their negative and turn it into a positive and be able to live life on life's terms. And that's one of the ways I do. That's one of the things I do by giving back to the community. And it also helped me stay strong. But I do it on every level of life, because now drug addiction, it affects everybody. Whitney Houston died from drugs. Michael Jackson died from drugs. Elvis Presley. And so it affects everybody. And people seem to ignore the fact that it's a problem in our country. So I do whatever I can to be able to help those and that can't find their own way, because a lot of people die from it.
Keith, I'm not trying to point some negatives, but you've had some valleys, obviously, in your life, and I think you've openly talked about that. When you are looking at people that are in that same area that could have been, you know, a Keith McCants several years ago, are they more receptive because you know the valley and you know the battle that they're in?
Yes, I'm more accepted on every level of life, because the things I have gone through, it's like a lot of people don't make it to where I made it to, and then fall off the face of the earth. I lost $17 million. You know, I lost a McDonald's, I lost a Burger King, I lived on the street, I was homeless, and now the comeback is phenomenal and it's remarkable. And I have more people pulling for me than I do against me. Yes, I went to jail and I did drugs and I did all the things that people say I did, but it was honest. I did it honestly. I didn't have to rob, steal, lie, cheat, manipulate to do it. But I didn't do it for it. I didn't do it for pleasure. I did it to suppress the pain and the 32 surgeries that I had. And that I think that make all the difference in the world. But being able to, dropping off the face of the earth, losing everything, and being out there, being homeless and associated with people that are unfortunate to be financially secure for the rest of their life, I think it makes a difference. It makes a difference to them. And being able to reach people and people open it up to me because they hear my story, that is a touching moment, and it's something special. Some people call it magic. I call it an act of God.
Keith,
God did something for me that I couldn't do for myself. So,
Keith, who was that person that sort of helped you get through some of those trying times? I mean, was it a friend? I mean, was it soul searching? What was it? What walk us through that? I mean, who was that person that helped you get through some of those valleys?
I don't know if you know. I know you probably recognize the name. This guy named Steven Tyler. We just invented Ford together. Well, that's an anonymity, I should say that, but the guy named Steven Tyler, I met him when I was at Betty Ford as an Aerosmith band. And a guy named Jim Rowe was one of the largest wineries in San Francisco. This guy works at his net worth like $870 million. And when we got together and we talked, there was a bunch of professional guys, and when we got together and talked, and they heard my story, and they inspired me to do the things that I'm doing today. And I shouldn't tell you, but I just wrote a book and working on a movie too, but about my life, and hoping that it'll reach out to and touch the lives of a lot of Americans in the world, because in the United States, and not just the United States, but a lot of countries, they suffer from the disease of addiction, and drugs have been a problem in our country for so long, and people tend to ignore that. And now it hit the NFL, it hit the NBA, it hit Major League Baseball, and steroids is just as bad. And if you continue to ignore it and just sweep it under the rug, it's going to continue to be a problem. And it's sad, it's really sad that you can look at your role model and see him going the downhill spiral. And when I talked to these guys and they heard my story, and this would be one of the most remarkable comebacks in sports history known to mankind, because people do not go through the things I go through, what I went through, and live to tell about it.
I go back, and I know a lot of folks have been talking about Keith McCants. There's a big quote out there that's being talked about. It really got my attention because, for one, I know Keith McCants. He's been on our show several times. But when I saw the sort of quote go around my Twitter feed, here's the quote. They're the biggest lawbreakers in the world, end quote. Keith McCants told Vice Sports, and you're talking about the NFL. I'd like for you to explain a little bit more of that, sort of help us understand that.
I was taking 183 lower tabs, taking Toradol shots, and then taking morphine after the game. These people literally made me a junkie and turned me into a junkie. And I guess they paid millions of dollars for me being on the field. I go out and I get a line of cocaine, and I do something to suppress my pain. And I go to jail, and I made CNN, I made ESPN, I made national news, and I'm one of the most humiliated guys that help walk the face of the earth. And see, they have legal doctors, they have big time money, and they can cover stuff up, and that's what they do. And as a matter of fact, they are untouchable. They are worse than the mafia. And I'm not the only one that they turned into an addict or a junkie. And the thing is that the bad part is that they left me to die. They kicked me to the curb. They didn't offer me the help. They didn't put me in the rehab. They didn't say, okay, you got a problem, we're going to put you here, and we're going to get you the proper help that you need. And what they did is like, okay, you won't take the needle to play anymore, so therefore we're going to kick you. We don't need you. If you can't take the needle, we don't need you. Basically what Jimmy Johnson said when I went to Miami. And I just had surgery on both of my knees. But I go out in the real world, and I get some stuff. I get some of the stuff. I get caught by the police. Caught by the police. I'm not a real criminal, you know? So, but they could do it. They could do it and get away with it, you know? And that's the sad part about it. And I said, it's not me. It's other athletes coming about. I'm sure you're familiar with the lawsuit against the National Football League. For drugs, a lot of people. It's more prescription medication in this country than it is illegal drugs that's going around now that's turning people into addicts. And people suffer from the disease of addiction every day on every level of life, which is a movie star, superstar, athlete. And it's trickled down. And the only thing different between me and everybody else, I done lost everything. I just tried to commit suicide. I done hung myself in jail. I actually OD'd, and the doctor brought me back. What is there I got to lose? So I tell the truth no matter what, and I stand on the truth. And people will not talk about that. They won't go on the, they won't go live. They won't go on television. Me, I talk about it because I got nothing to lose, and I'm not afraid of the National Football League and nobody else.
Well, Keith, I think about the encouragement that your story, as we were talking about there at the rehab center, Keith McCants right now, former player at the University of Alabama, a longtime NFL vet who has recently spoke out about the NFL and sort of talking about some of the drug abuse that really happens. He calls the NFL, they're the biggest lawbreakers in the world. I think about the encouragement that you're offering, because something tells me probably in 2014, 2013, 2015 currently, there's probably a Keith McCants out there right now that's happening right now. And sometimes when you speak out, makes things become, for one, somebody's probably thinking about, I don't want to go down that road. And to me, I look at it as encouragement to offer someone that could be in that same role that you were in at one time.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, man. And that's one of the things, and that's why I am speaking out, because I don't want people, I don't want no athlete or no human being to go through the things that I have that I had to go through. I didn't have people bring me along and teach me and tell me what I need to do. I had to learn for myself. And learning for myself, I lost a lot of money. I lost a lot of friends. I lost the identity of who I was, because if people don't understand the disease of addiction that drugs is, they will never know. You wonder why people have split personalities, or why they get angry, or why they do this, or why they do that. Well, drugs affect the brains and membranes, and it makes people have split personalities and lashes out at different people. And when I was in the NFL, we already talked violent tendencies. And I became a very violent individual on the field, and even in practice. I remember throwing this guy to another guy, Anthony Munoz, and breaking his leg and had like in his grip. And they wonder why I did that. Well, all the junk that you put in my system really had me having different mood swings. And one of the things I want to point out is that I don't want no college athlete. I want all people to know what they look, know what they get, I want people to know what the NFL is. It's one thing to get there, but to stay there, you're going to have to do any and everything to do that. And that means taking injections, taking the pills, you know what I'm saying? Even if they have to hold you out of practice and just let you play in the game. Yeah, any means necessary. And the big goal is a Super Bowl where the owners make millions, tens of millions of dollars. And that's the goal. The owners are getting filthy rich. We're getting our bodies sore up. Yeah, we make money, but it's not the money that you think you're making. I made, $7.5 million, turned it to $25 million. I did good investment. And when I had a nerve breakdown and lived in the street, they wrote me off for dead. And people that I hired to take care of me took everything I had. So I don't want that to happen to the next athlete that's coming into the league. As the next athlete that's in college, because everybody won't make it to the NFL. But that's why it's so important to get your education and do the necessary thing. You do what you have to do today so you can do what you want to do tomorrow.
Keith, what has been – have you received a response when you speak out against the NFL and the owners and the general managers and the coaches? Have you received a response from them? What do they say to you?
Well, I'm pretty sure he wants me to be quiet, but what I wish the NFL do is not. I'm just not knocking the NFL. I can't blame them for everything. I had to make the choices and the take the drugs and do this and do that. But they make it a threat. If you don't, your job is in jeopardy, and this and that and another. I want the NFL to help somebody else. And I think it should be an interest program, an exit program, and a life coach to bring these young guys along, and so they don't end up like I ended up. Everybody cannot bounce back the way I bounced back. I'm doing extremely well. I touch people's lives. I turn the negative into positive. I just wrote a book. They want to make a movie. So I'm doing extremely well about taking my negative and turning it into positive and touching and changing other people's lives. And that's my passion, and that I can coach. I can do a whole lot of things, but this right here is more important, and because it's going to save what I talk about, it's going to save lives on every level of life.
What would, and this is not just for athletes, what would you tell somebody who is currently suffering from a drug addiction? What would you say to them to encourage them to continue the fight?
First of all, it's one day at a time. Second of all is admitting that you have a problem and that you have become powerless over your drug of choice. Third of all, you have to get to the core of the problem, because the drug is not the problem. It's something else that's the problem. And when you get to the core of the problem, then we can both work on a solution on how to deal with the problem and figure out a way how you can live life on life's terms and be successful as because everybody have failed in life, everybody have downfalls, everybody have a skeleton in the closet. Okay, who you are, whether it's drugs addiction, sex addiction, gambling addiction, it's an addiction. But if something caused you to have that addiction. Disease of addiction is a deadly disease, and it will destroy everything around you that you love, destroy your family, and it will rob you of everything that you have. I have seen it, and it happened to me, and it will happen to you. And the first thing you have to do is admit that your power is over. And the programs that I run and that I'm involved with, it's not an I program, because I can't do it by myself. It's a we program. In the 15 rehabs that I've been in, I have to take something from each rehab that I've been in and apply it to my life. And this is what I do. And I put it all together, and I came up with a game plan for Keith McCann. And now I can come up with a game plan for the next victim that's out there that's suffering from the disease of addiction.
You know, Keith, I ask you to come on and talk a little college football, but I think sometimes God sort of puts us in situations where we ask for interviews, and I just wonder how many people we've encouraged tonight. Hopefully we did with Keith McCants inside the game. I will slip in one little college football question here, and I continue to encourage you to keep up the fight, my friend. I mean, continue to speak out, continue to encourage those who are going through some similar issues as you've been through. Let me slip in one college football question here. Offensive lineman blocking downfield. As an All-American defensive lineman, one of the greatest ever wearing the Crimson jersey here in Tuscaloosa, let me ask you about offensive lineman blocking downfield. They're proposing a rule to back up from 3 yards to the 1 yard. You think that's a benefit for the defense? You think that would help sort of swing the power back to that side of the football?
Well, I think what they're doing is that they're making it where the offenses can benefit from it, and it probably costs less injuries or something of that nature. Why every year they change the rules and regulations, and with the quarterbacks, with the hitting, and pretty soon what's going to happen is they're taking football out of football. You know, that's exactly what they're doing. They're taking football out of football, and pretty soon it's not going to be a competitive game to watch, and it's going to get lopsided to keep the team to do what they're doing. And then it's just ludicrous what they're doing. It's mind-boggling to me.